It's Morning Edition on WUOT. I'm Claire Heddles. As the world struggles with a pandemic coronavirus and COVID-19 disease, WUOT's Chrissy Kuiper is speaking with Tennesseans about their anxieties and their methods for finding calm amidst the fear.
Tennessee schools have closed until late April, and many businesses have begun work-from-home protocols for employees. Marcus Chady is an architect, and he's worked from home before. But his wife, Erin, is a high school teacher, and their two sons are in fourth and sixth grades. They are all home together this week. Amidst community efforts to slow the spread of COVID-19 by closing schools, avoiding groups, and staying home, Marcus and Erin devised the Chady Homestead Pandemic Response to help bring order to an uncertain time.
I think it is very much a coping mechanism. The approach of looking at a forced condition and trying to find a way to arrive at a positive solution is part coping mechanism and part architecture. It's what I do professionally. Find ways to arrive at a positive solution amongst those constraints that cannot be changed.
Right. Out of your control.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm really looking hard to find an opportunity for this forced adjustment to instead be an enhancement one way or another, and just see what we can learn from it and see what benefits might be able to come from us spending more time together in a time that we would otherwise be in our various distant places.
The premise is to turn being at home together into an opportunity to improve spiritual, emotional, and physical health. Allowances are being doubled as an economic stimulus and as incentive to follow the plan. The Chadys will focus on prayer as a family and attend Mass together via webcast from their church. They'll be generous and attentive to each other, friends, and neighbors, write letters to those they love, deliver canned goods to a food bank, and find other ways to be of service to the community. The plan also includes daily morning calisthenics and opportunities to get outside and play.
Personally, really looking forward to recess. I haven't had recess since I was in grade school. And we're going to have an opportunity to eat lunch together and then go out in the backyard for 30 minutes. And I'm 44 years old and I can't wait for recess.
How are you both feeling now after you've come up with this plan? Are you both feeling a little more calm about things?
We made a 180 degree turn with this plan from how are we going to do this to this is how we're going to do it. And it's been really comforting to have a plan and to have optimism, you know, be optimistic that we're going to make this a good thing. We're all healthy and that makes it easy. And where I struggle with all of this is how are families that don't have their health going to respond to this? I feel like we're lucky and this is a layup. Like for us to come up with a plan of how to handle being at home together, that's easy because we're healthy. But my heart goes out to families that have one or two or more family members that aren't healthy. And that's going to be a reality for a lot of people.
Marcus Chady is an architect, and he and his family live in Knoxville. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you so much for calling, Chrissy. It's really been a pleasure.
This interview and the Chady Homestead Pandemic Response are on our website, wuot.org. I'm Chrissy Kuiper, WUOT News.